Today's Digest for July 8, 2026. 8 stories today, covering a Claude Code security warning out of China, Anthropic's co-work agent moving to the cloud, a wave of malicious AI skills, active attacks on a popular code host, and a billion-dollar chip raise. It's a heavy day for AI agents and the security that has to keep up with them. Here's the rundown. We start with a story aimed right at the show's namesake. On July 8, China's National Vulnerability Database issued a security warning about Anthropic's Claude Code, flagging what it called a backdoor risk. The regulator says a monitoring mechanism built into a range of recent Claude Code releases can transmit a user's approximate location and identity signals to remote servers without clear consent. The finding traces back to a late June post from a developer who reverse-engineered the tool and said the logic had shipped quietly since the spring, unmentioned in the release notes. Anthropic's engineers say it was an experiment launched in March to curb account abuse by unauthorized resellers and deter model distillation, not a covert tracker. The fallout was immediate. Alibaba reportedly told its employees to stop using Claude Code for work entirely. Whatever the intent, it is a sharp reminder that what a coding agent quietly phones home is now a first-order trust question. Next up, Anthropic pushed its co-work agent beyond the desktop. As of July 7th, Cowork runs on web and mobile for Mac subscribers. And more importantly, it can now keep working in the cloud with no device online at all. You can schedule a task and let it execute on its own. Alongside the launch, Anthropic shared usage data that reframes what people actually do with these agents. It sampled 1.2 million anonymized Cowork sessions across more than 600,000 organizations and found that over 90% had nothing to do with writing software. Business process and operations work was the single largest category, about a third of all sessions, followed by content creation at roughly 16%. Actual software development came in under 9%. The takeaway is that the coding assistant has quietly become a general-purpose work assistant, and the product is now following the users there. Also today, developer Simon Willison shipped Xwillite Utils version 4, the first major release of the popular Python library since 2020. The headline feature is built-in schema migrations. You define migration steps as Python functions, and the library tracks which ones have run in a dedicated table, so a database structure can evolve over time without hand-managed patches. Version 4 also adds nested transaction support and compound foreign keys, along with a few breaking changes like stricter handling of queries that do not return rows and automatic type detection when importing CSV files. One detail Willison called out is telling for where the craft is heading. He credited Claude Fable 5 with catching real bugs during quality assurance that might otherwise have shipped in the stable release. It is a small library, but a clean look at how AI is folding into the maintenance of everyday developer tooling. On the security front, researchers at ESET published a look at a fast-growing attack surface, malicious AI skills. Skills are the reusable definitions that tell an agent how to use tools and take actions, and that power cuts both ways. Out of nearly 900,000 skills the team analyzed, more than 3,000 were outright malicious and over 25,000 looked suspicious. The dangerous ones can execute commands, read files, steal credentials, or inject code into an agent's workflow. What is striking is the pace. The count of malicious skills jumped from around 600 to more than 3,000 between March and May. Researchers also saw adversaries building self-modifying skills and using obfuscation to slip past review. As agents get more autonomous, the thing they load in order to get work done is becoming exactly the thing an attacker wants to poison. Staying with agents, a new benchmark argues that macOS is becoming a proving ground for autonomous AI. Researchers built a test suite called Mac Agent Bench, 676 tasks across 25 Mac applications. And Claude Opus posted the top success rate at about 74%. But the honest finding is a reliability gap. Much of that score leaned on pre-written skill recipes, on tasks nobody had scripted in advance. The advantage largely vanished. Consistency was the real problem. Agents succeeded at least once in about 85% of tasks over 4 tries, but got it right every single time in under 60%. For anyone picturing a Mac Mini quietly running chores overnight, that is the catch. The researchers also flagged the obvious exposure, that the same automation can be pointed at unauthorized file access or credential harvesting, and argued for explicit consent and audit logs before any of this runs in production. Turning to active threats, attackers are now probing a critical flaw in GitHub, the popular self-hosted platform for Git repositories. The vulnerability rates 9.8 out of 10 in severity, and the root cause is a default setting that trusts a proxy authentication header from any source. In a vulnerable container deployment, a remote request can simply assert any username it likes, including an administrator, and be accepted with no password at all. Researchers at SysDig say scanning and bypass attempts began about 13 days after the fix went public, a familiar and uncomfortable pattern. The stakes are high. Success means full access to private code and to whatever secrets teams committed by accident, from API keys to deploy tokens. The remedy is to update to Gitea version 126.3 or later, and to stop trusting that header by default. If you self-host, treat this as a patch tonight item. A quieter but instructive bug landed in the Perl ecosystem. The widely used HTTP client library called HTTP Tiny in versions before 0.95 would forward credential headers to the target of a cross-origin redirect. In plain terms, if a request carried an authorization header or a cookie and the server bounced it to a different site, those secrets went along for the ride, with no check that the new destination shared the same origin. The nastiest case is a redirect that downgrades from an encrypted connection to an unencrypted one, which can expose credentials in plain text. It is a classic reminder that following redirects is never as innocent as it looks, and that a client library has to treat a new origin as untrusted by default. The maintainers have shipped a fix, so the remedy here is simply to upgrade. Turning to hardware and the money behind it, the AI chip maker Samba Nova raised $1 billion at an $11 billion valuation. The round, a Series F first close, was led by General Atlantic, with a deep bench of backers including Intel, T. Rowe Price, BlackRock, and the Qatar Investment Authority. Samba Nova, founded in 2017, designed specialized processors aimed at large-scale AI inference, the run-the-model side rather than the training side. The timing is notable. This comes just 5 months after a smaller $350 million round, and it follows reports late last year that Intel had explored buying the company outright for around $1.6 billion, a deal that never closed. Instead of being acquired, Samba Nova is now worth several times that figure. It is another data point that the appetite for inference silicon, the chips that actually serve AI to users, is not cooling off. That is the rundown for July 8th. If there was a through line today, it was trust in the agents we run, the skills they load, and the tools they touch. Thanks for listening, and I will see you tomorrow.